This is Living a More Intentional Life with Aiden and Ashley. Join us each week as we share our thoughts about living intentionally and our personal journey to create community. Hi, today we're going to talk about 4 tips to help you begin living your life of intention. The first one is...
So our first tip for living with intention is to dream big.
What would a completely joyful, radiant, loving life be like or look like for you? What's big dreams for you?
You know, big dreams are things like starting your own business or having that 4-bedroom house that you've dreamt about, traveling, helping people in third world countries.
Yeah, it can be like something that you think you maybe want to do 10 years down the line, or even just maybe right now. It doesn't have to be like a crazy big dream, but it can be something maybe you think maybe in your heart of hearts might not happen. You got to dream really. You've got to take those dreams and maybe write them down. I think that's helpful.
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning and get out of bed, think about what would you do today if money was no issue, time was no issue, right. You could just do anything you wanted to. What would it be that you would do? What would you want to accomplish or participate in?
Right. And for us, we have a dream, and part of it is this podcast.
It is, and here we are. This is our first podcast. It's pretty exciting. This podcast is a journey to our intentional community that we plan on building down the road,
which is our big dream. We would like to live in a place of other like-minded people that we've created, and we actually want to live tiny. So we're going to work on minimalizing our stuff on our journey, and we're going to also talk about how we can live a more eco-friendly life, because we do believe in sustainable living, which may not be the way we live today, but it's our dream. We're dreaming, right?
Right. So dream big. Let your mind wander. Focus on the what, not on how you're going to get there. That will come with time. But think about what it is that you would do, and then begin taking intentional steps towards those dreams.
Right. And it can be tiny steps. My problem is I have a big dream and then I look at it and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know how to get there at all.
Right.
And so maybe I don't take steps because it seems overwhelming. So I think the important part is to allow yourself to feel overwhelmed for a moment and then say, but what if I never even try? What's the point of that?
Right. Well, that, Ashley, is actually one of our other points, one of our tips, and that's prepare for resistance.
That's right.
That's when the mind starts telling you, you can't do this. You're fine. Your life is perfect the way it is. Why do you want to change?
Yeah, or when for me, my resistance often comes after I've made, like, you know, my choice. For example, I I'm doing a running streak right now, so I said, yeah, I'm going to run every day from Memorial Day to July 4th. And even if it's 1 mile, that counts. And so you get into the first week and that's fine. But it's when you get a little bit longer down the road and you're like, oh, but it's too hard to run today. Or, oh, I have all this stuff to do. Oh, I've done enough. I've already done enough. Or, oh, maybe I'm not feeling well. You know, so your mind brings up all these reasons why you don't really need to do that thing that you set out to do, or why it's too hard, or why, you know, Aiden has all these plans for me today and we can't do it because whatever, you know? So you have to be prepared for that and overcome it.
Yeah. So when you begin to look at your life and looking at the choices that you made that got you to where you are today, remember that you are the person that you are today and that you're you're here because of those choices. So even though those choices may seem bad to you now, like you made mistakes in the past, those are the choices that brought you to the point that you are now on this journey. So don't beat yourself up about the past. There's nothing you can do about the past. The point is to look at the future, begin making intentional steps towards the life, the future that you want to live for yourself.
And just a note on the mistakes that you made. I like to think of course, it's easier said than done, but I like to think of my failures, not as failures, but as ways to learn, like something that we've done and it's a lesson. So, okay, what can I learn from that didn't work out? Right. And it is a step, even though it may seem like you're taking a step forward and a step backwards, you're still on the path. Right. Mm-hmm. So you know what doesn't work for you or what doesn't work right now, but you can still go down that path.
Yeah. So when you're feeling the resistance, one thing to think about is resistance means that you are on the right path because there's change happening, and we don't like to experience change. We become so comfortable in our way that we look away from change. Yeah. We're just, you know, who wants to change?
Oh, but that's such an important point.
Yeah, it's very important to change. I mean, to live a stagnant life, to never change, you know, that's not being human.
Right. I think that is such an important point also, that change is hard sometimes. You know, like we have this, I mean, it doesn't sound great to call it a rut, but we have this rut that's easy for us. We just can fall right back into that rut and just live, even if it doesn't feel like
a
rut.
Let life drag you along.
Yeah, and just live that life that we've always lived, because it's easier, because it's what you know, right?
Right.
I have a great example, and I've said it several times. In the past, I lived a little bit of a life of resentment and annoyance, I guess. And I always was like feeling bad for myself. And then one day I came home and Aiden is like, why are you acting that way? And I thought to myself, I don't know. Like, why am I acting this way? Like all annoyed and like, oh my gosh, don't even ask anything from me. I do everything. And I thought to myself, I don't really know. Like, why am I choosing to think and be in this rut? And I'm like, you know what it is? It's easy. It's like my default setting. What an awful default setting.
That monkey mind in your head telling you.
It literally was my default setting. Mm-hmm. This is where I always live, so this is what I do. And it's like, you don't have to live your default setting. In fact, default setting is often not the right one for anything, right?
Right. So prepare for resistance. When you calm your mind and look deep inside, listen to your heart, you'll know if you're on the right path or not.
Mm-hmm.
Our third tip for living a life with intention is to uncover your values or your morals.
Right. I think that if we live a life following our values, that is an intentional life, right? So living a life following the values, using your morals, living a life the way you want to deep inside, right? That is intentional living. And so often if you really take a moment to sit down and think about what really are your values, because you know, you kind of know what your values are, but obviously you teach your kids your values, but really, have you ever actually written them down? Have you ever actually like spoken what they are to you?
Yeah, and your values are one of the most important things about you, because your values and your morals are the way the world outside perceives you. The way that your friends look at you, your family, people you just meet for the first time, they judge you by your morals and your values and how you're acting, responding, or putting yourself out there.
And I think it's also kind of an important note that there doesn't have to be a hierarchy. It doesn't have to be like, this one's my number one value.
No.
You know, you can have a list and you can make choices based on
Because life is constantly changing. Right. Things are going to unfold. Things are going to happen.
And your values can change too.
Your values can change.
You can definitely learn things and change what is important to you. And you can also take things off your list also. And I think living an intentional life is an important way to show the world what is valuable to you. And I also think that the way you live and present yourself to the world brings other people into that sphere or thought process. What I mean is that if you always, you know, believe that people are good and you always go into every situation open, then it allows other people also to learn to live that way. If you always, like I used to be, go into situations kind of resentful or closed off, then other people react to your vibration or the way you present yourself in that way. So you can have, so the way that your values, what I guess what Aiden said, the way that your values, the way that you live to your values is the way that other people interact with you.
Brilliant. So then our final step, step number four, tip number four that we have for you is take a step forward.
Right.
Look at your actions and your words, your thoughts that you are sharing with others or, you know, even inside yourself. Are they aligned with your values and your morals? Do they align and bring you towards your goals in the end?
Yeah, so we've already a little bit talked about this earlier in taking that step forward, but it is an important part of living an intentional life is actually taking the step. We can easily dream big, easily write down, well, not easily, but we can easily, you know, write down our values. We can, but without taking that step forward, we're not actually going anywhere. And I think that is also something that I have happened in my life. I have a big dream. I talk about it to some people. I think about it, but actually taking those steps to accomplishing it may not come as easily. And I think that's because the resistance comes up right away, even before you take that step.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And the thing is that every day, every moment of your life, whatever action, whatever thoughts you have at that moment is unfolding the future that's, you know, coming to you, that you're drawn towards yourself. So do you want to draw or attract a future of negativity or, you know, the same old thing stuck in that rut? Or do you want to attract the future that you want, you know, living a life of intention and attaining those goals? So many people at the end of life look back and say, oh, I wish I just had so much more time.
Right.
But we have so much time that we just spend fruitlessly.
I definitely am guilty of that, having time and then spending it like where I feel like I need to spend it, meaning work. As opposed to, you know, doing things that maybe I want to do. For example, I love yoga. And I want to be able to do yoga every day, right? And there's many different styles of yoga. So lately I've been playing with two different styles. And sometimes I feel like, well, I can't do both because I don't have time. And just yesterday, I was thinking to myself, why don't I have time? Like literally the one that I want to do is this morning routine and it's 15 minutes. Why am I telling myself I can't do this 15 minute one and then this 20 minute one because that's too much? Like, really? But I didn't do it because I told myself I don't have time. But honestly, really, if I think about it, if I look back on my day yesterday, I probably spent 15 minutes scrolling my phone. So sure I could have taken out that 15 minutes on my phone and done my yoga. And nobody else would have known.
Yeah, that's when you say to yourself, what is it that I can do today to get me one step closer to who I want to be? And then just go for it. Take that step.
Absolutely. Take that step. And it can be tiny. And I think the important thing is to write down maybe your goal and have, for me, if I write down my goal and I have it in a place that I see every day, that's helpful to me for reaching that goal. And then the next thing that's helpful is keep telling myself any step is a step in the right direction. Because I have a problem with staying at that starting line, thinking I'm working towards the goal, but I'm doing like all these steps around the start, you know, like, oh, I'm going to amass I'm going to get ready to take that first step. Mm-hmm. And then I never actually take a step.
Because even if you don't think about taking that step, whatever you're doing is still taking a step forward towards a future that you may or may not want.
Right.
So why not intentionally take the step towards that goal that you have or that the lifestyle or, you know, the intention that you want for yourself instead of
stagnating. So I hope those four tips are super helpful for you. I think they're going to be helpful for even us on our goal towards our big dream. We're going to use our four steps and we're going to write down, well, we already wrote down our big goal. We already spoke it. And so we're taking those smaller steps towards our big goal.
If you have a big goal, think about your big goal and little goals or little,
right, little tiny
achievements. So yeah. Break it down. It doesn't have to be a major task. Break it down into smaller tasks that you can handle maybe a week at a time or,
right,
you know, give yourself, don't set such a huge goal that it becomes overwhelming. And then a year from now, you look back and be like, oh, remember that goal that I set for myself?
Yeah, I didn't get it there at all. So
that's
actually,
what happens with
New Year's Eve resolutions. Yeah.
You know, people set these huge goals and then by the end of January,
they forgot
what they were. Yeah.
Well, they didn't forget. They just decided it was too hard. But you know, a point we didn't talk about is you can set that goal and fall off that wagon, right? Fall off that wagon, end up so far down this other path. You can always turn around. There's nothing telling you that you can't get back on the wagon. I think that's the problem with New Year's resolutions. I make this resolution, a very common one is I'm going to go to the gym. And they start going to the gym. They're really good for 3 weeks. And then something happens and, you know, they don't go for 2 days. And then they think, well, that's it. I'm done.
Somebody says, why are you going to the gym?
Right.
Such a waste of time, you know, come do this or whatever.
And then they think that's it. Or on a diet. Oh, I'm on a diet. And then I had a piece of cake. Well, that just blew my whole diet for the rest of the year. No, it didn't. Like, just because something, one small thing happened doesn't mean that it's over. You know, you can definitely get back on and start over. That's
right.
Something that I'm trying to teach my kids is that you're always able to start over. It's never like the end and then that's it. You're stuck this way forever. You're always able to start anew.
So begin by taking a look at your morals and your values. Remember, morals are taught and values are something that you develop inside. They become your beliefs.
Right. I think it's important to note that morals are taught by culture and family, but
a lot of our morals are learned at such a young age.
Right.
That's why morals can change. You could have one belief, one moral, and then as you learn, as you grow, you discover, wow, so wrong.
Yeah.
And it's easy to change your morals. Values are a little bit harder. Values are your personal beliefs, and those are the core of who you are. And they're very important. So it's really, really important that you look at your personal values and morals, know what they are, and then take steps
to live
a life of intention, right, based on those.
Right. Yeah. So,
we finished our first podcast.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to look back at this and be like, wow, listen to us. But
no, we're going to do great things with this. We hope it's super helpful for people. We hope that our journey resonates with other people, right? And
right.
We hope that it leads to our big dreams.
So thank you for joining us this morning.
And we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you want more, you can always follow us on Instagram at A More Intentional Life or check out our website, livingamoreintentionallife.com. And we always welcome your suggestions. You can email us at livingamoreintentionallife@gmail.com.